Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of Truth broadcast, and it is indeed an honor to be in your homes or wherever you are today. Amen. And I want to tell you that I am excited about the Word because, amen, the Word stands above all else. And I give God the glory, amen, for His Son, Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now, and we give you glory for what you are doing, amen, in the earth realm as well as the heavens. We thank you, Lord God, amen, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us. And we thank you, Lord God, for healing and deliverance, amen, as it take place all over the world. Amen. A lot of people think that sickness, Jesus, amen, cannot be healed and cured by you, but you can do everything but fail. God, we give you glory for the Word, because in the beginning, amen, was the Word, and the Word was with God, amen, from the very beginning. So we extend our prayer, amen, to your people that their eyes, amen, but might be open and their ears open and enlightening to the truth. Amen. We give you praise, all the honor and all the glory, because you're worthy to be praised. Amen. You know, saints, I had started Bible study teaching of Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots, and the abomination of the earth, amen, when I first started doing these segments on Blog Talk, amen. And throughout the various segments, I set it down for a while, amen. But God told me to pick it back up and complete it, amen, because it was vital for the body of Christ. And we need to know that we're in the end time, and Christ is soon to come, and he's coming back for a church without a spot or any kind of blemish. So we just thank God, amen, for what he's doing. God had told me when I wrote Genesis 1, in the beginning Genesis 1, I had gone on a 40-day fast, and also Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. I had gone on a 40-day fast for that. For the last, I could say, from the beginning of my walk with God, I've always fasted 40 days each year, and even up to 65 days, amen, is the greatest length that I have fasted, amen, without any foods at all, Amen. I would drink water, and if my body got weak, I would drink juice. But I stayed before the Lord, and I stayed before him all the time, all the time. I don't spend my time doing anything but before him. But he told me when I wrote Mr. Babylon, the Great, and the Mother of Harlots and Abomination of the Earth, he said, now I want you to go and I want you to publish this and give it out to the various well-known ministers that were on TV and those that were not on TV, but they were well-known because they were the great leaders, amen, in that time and season. And that was back in the late 90s and then all the way up to 2000s. And I did not stop telling them what the Lord say. A lot of them rejected the word because of their denomination and their beliefs. Now, I cannot stop a man's belief, but I can tell you that this stands for sure. When God assigned me to do something, I'm going to do it. I mean, I'm so loud to him. So he told me, he said, if they did not hear the first witness, which was Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination on the earth, he said, now go in and tell them about in the beginning, Genesis 1. So I started a teaching, amen. This is going on the second week on in the beginning, Genesis 1. When he first called me to preach the gospel, he came to me in a vision, amen, in a dream, and he talked to me. And he packed my luggage. I was sitting on my bed, and my bed was made up. The room was thoroughly clean, amen. And he went over and got a suitcase, and he began to pack my luggage and put what he wanted in it. And see, this is the way God is. God will orchestrate your entire, amen, call and purpose in life. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is just yield to him and be subject to him and his will. Well, as he did that, amen, and I asked him the question because I was excited. I wanted to know, was I going to be a part of the things that he had for me and purpose for my life? And he told me yes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so now today, after many, many things that have occurred in my life, amen, I still stand up on the wall as a watchman. I don't care who you are, if you're white, black, Hispanic, I don't care who you are. If God give me a word for you, amen, I'm going to teach that word, preach that word, prophesy to you, interpret visions and dreams, and it's accurate. Anything that come out of my mouth, God performs it, and I'm glad. And I'm not looking for any merits or any brownie points from anybody, but I'm looking to do what God has signed me to do and to complete it until the finish. And in doing so, I know that there will be plenty of war fare that would be headed in the directions of whatever Satan wants to do. But Satan have to understand that I got God, and he got my back. So I want to start, amen, to finish the completion of Mystery Babylon the Great, the Mother of Harlots, and Abomination of the Earth. We are in a global recession, and I had prophesied in 2008 that the economy was not going to change, amen, like they thought it was going to change. I went and I told everybody about the apocalypse, amen, and that's in Revelation chapter 6 and verse 6. We were a black horse, amen, brought famine unto the land, and then God said in the word, hurt not the oil and the wine, amen, the oil is in it, the anointed ones, amen, and the wine represented the people, amen. I see now that a lot of I had heard and seen where one minister had carried the word that I had spoken, and then I have seen a lot of other ministers that are well known have picked up my word, amen, and not my word, but the word of God, but the word that proceeded out of my mouth. I have to give clarity to that because I take no glory, and they are beginning to listen to it and to apply it because it's truth. Once the word proceed out of my mouth, God performs everything that is needed to be performed. And this end time revelation is coming out of chapters 12, amen, starting at chapter 12 of Revelation, and it goes all the way through chapter 20. And I also go in the books of Daniel, amen, as God has led me to go in and do his will. Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots, and the abomination of the earth was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Its purpose is to help mankind learn what is about to take place in Galilee, which is in Palestine or Canaan land, of the now ruined city of Megiddo at Armageddon. Megiddo is a city that is situated on the great road which linked Gaza and Damascus. Amen. Today, Israel is going through a lot of conflict over by Gaza. Amen. Because of the Hamas people. Amen. Those Muslims. Amen. It controls the principal pass through the Carmel Range, connecting the coastal plains and the plains of Esdraelon. The road was the channel for the flow of peaceful commerce, and also the route by which the armies of antiquity marched. One of the best records that was recorded and most interesting military operation of ancient time took place at Megiddo when King Thutmose III defeated an Asiatic coalition headed by the king of Kadesh. Deborah and Barak annihilated the armies of Sisera in battle, in a battle that raged in part by the waters of Megiddo. You can look at Judges 5 and 19 and get this information. Everything that I'm giving you, I have to back it up with scripture. Because, like I said, it's not my words, but it's the word of the Lord. Amen. And it's the revealed word. Many people have given many interpretations, and what they feel or what they say that God is saying to them. Amen. But we must listen to the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ will give us the revealed word. We are in the last days, and time is winding up for the season and purpose for God, amen, to be fulfilled down here on earth. He's coming back to redeem his bride. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth that have accepted the mark of the beast. Those who do not have the mark of the beast, amen, listen to this, will not be able to buy or trade on an international and a local scale, amen. Satan wants to control commerce, amen. And I spoke about that, and everything that I've spoken, amen, about, amen, is truly, amen, coming to pass. Some of it has already come to pass. We are in a global recession. It's not only affecting America, but it's affecting all the other nations, amen, of the world. One of the things that the Antichrist will try to do is control commerce internationally. Satan wants the entire economy to be under his control. He has placed a strategic location that will be a seat for commerce. And this is located in Lebanon. I don't care what people say about Lebanon being defeated and war-torn. That is a strategic location, amen. And you can see that in Genesis, not Genesis, but Revelation chapter 13. And it will speak about Lebanon. Amen. Lebanon is Mystery Babylon, the harlot, and the abomination of the earth. And with these commerce, amen, being controlled in that area is by the Mediterranean Sea. And it has great accessibility. And I will get into more teaching and more detail on this because God is truly, truly moving in these last days. And he want to show his glory, but he also want to reveal the truth. Satan is a thief. He come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. He has tried to form a one-world government ever since the beginning of creation with Adam and Eve. And he has failed, and he will fail. Amen. So we don't have to worry about looking at him being able to take over the earth and the world, because he will be defeated. I will speak more on this next Thursday. Every Thursday is going to be end time revelation Bible teaching, and it's accurate. It is accurate. God bless you and have a blessed day. Amen.